so that Jimmy may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Put your name there. So that Jimmy may boldly say, not whisper it out, not whisper, Jesus is Lord. No, I may boldly say, the Lord is my what? Helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me, because man can't destroy me. I was not created by man, and man have not the ability to destroy me. I came out of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. What Joel said, though these skin worms destroy this flesh, yet I believe I will see the Lord. Skin worm can't destroy me. There's a man on the inside of this body, belongs to God, came out of God, and shall live for God forever and ever. I'm a part of the family, and I cannot be overcome. Neither can you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Is there anything that can separate you, separate me from the love of Christ? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask again. Is there anything that can separate you from the love of Christ? Romans 8:31 says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How freely give us all things? Well, tell me this. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Well, I don't know if you know it, but I will certainly inform you now if you don't. You are, I am, we are God's elect. What you mean? The one that's been bought by the blood of Jesus. We are the elect of God. Now, who is it big enough can accuse us of anything when God has justified me, when God has declared me righteous, when God has declared me flawless, when God has said, you are not guilty. Everything that you were guilty of, my blood removed it, and you stand before me free, clean, justified. I don't find no fault in you. I don't see no flaws in you. I see you like me, holy, justified, righteous, redeemed, born again, made right with God. My life is on the inside of you. When I look at you, I see me in you. So who can bring anything against you and against God elect? Hallelujah. It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Who give you a right, Satan, to try to condemn me? You ain't died for me. You don't own anything. It was Christ that died. Christ that died. I said, well, Christ that died. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, see, he just didn't die, but yea, rather that he raised again, who is even at the right hand of God. Listen to this. Not only he's at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us, praying, interceding for you and me all the time. If anybody God to hear, sure will be him. Now, who is he that going to condemn and tell me that I don't qualify to walk in freedom, walk in peace, walk in prosperity, walk in power? Who are you to tell me? Hallelujah. God justified me. Remember the text? He said, go. He told us to go. Go and tell it. I send you as sheep among wolves. I mean, the wolves out there, but they can't eat you. They want you, but they can't have you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So he asked the question. If Christ is who? Who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What is it? What is it out there can separate us from Christ's love? Shall tribulation do it? What would be the answer? No. Distress? See, some people get all stressed out, but stress can't do it. Shall stress do it? Persecution? Paul said that. Paul talked about all the persecution he went through and all the stuff, but he stood at the end of his journey. What was his word? I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Now, that's the only time, because he was finished. Didn't need that body any longer. Hallelujah. So persecution, what about famine? Israel went through them. Other people went through them. And we're seeing some time. Did it stop us? No. I tell people, they're talking about, folks talking about all this going on. I got some ground out there that still grow seeds. Ooh, do y'all hear me? God still is God. Tell me what am I going to do? Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust God like I always. I'm going to declare his lordship like I always. So shall persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, as it is written. As it is written. I love this. As it is written. For thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Listen to the answer. No! No! Nay! No! Nay! In all these things, we are more than conquerors. None of these things will stop you. Hallelujah. The same Jesus that fed 5,000 men in the wilderness with two fish and five loaves of bread lives right here. Live right there inside of you. So he said, and all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. I join you, Paul. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, hallelujah, angels nor principalities, hallelujah, nor power or thing present or things to come. I don't care what's present. I don't care what may come after this. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. I don't care what he dressed up and looked like. Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, all these powers that we are wrestling against has been dethroned. They've been defeated. They're in this earth, but they've been dethroned by Jesus. And Jesus, when we got born again, we declared his lordship over our lives. We declared that we are his, not Satan, not diseases, not the works of evil, although they're here, but we have a Lord that ordered us, instructed us in this earth what to do. And he said they'll never overcome you because we have a Lord who mastered them.